This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day on this Monday after Father's Day. It's been a good day.
Yeah, it's pretty good to do.
Jay, what you got, man?
I have something to say about these people, women especially, who sent out these lazy-ass group Father's Day text. You can't get any damn lazier than to send 55 daddies a text together. That's just straight laziness. I got one text. It was 172 damn dads. Happy Father's Day, Elena. That is just damn trifling, lazy. Now, if I sent out a box of candy to 55 moms and say, everybody get a piece out the damn box, you'd be mad. Stop it. It needs to stop. You don't have time to send one individual Happy Father's Day text. 57,000 guys, Happy Father's Day. That's lazy.
But you're not bitter, though, are you? You're not bitter.
Yeah, no, I'm mad. I'm past bitter. I'm mad.
Yeah. You know, I got a lot of, I appreciate everybody wishing me a Happy Father's Day. Have you ever gotten a text from somebody who wished you a Happy Father's Day, but you know they ain't really mean it?
Yeah, we got them yesterday.
Yeah, you know, man, I mean, look, if you don't care about me, not really, not no time during the year, I ain't heard from you now. You, it's a holiday now. You one of them people that like to send out holiday wishes.
Oh,
don't send me the thing where I open up and balloons and all this come down. And now I got to search to find out who the hell you is. I didn't even put you as a contact in my phone. I got to go back and read your thread.
Man.
And realize that I haven't responded to this person in 4 years. And all I have is 4 Happy Father's Days.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Ain't no Merry Christmas. They don't even know my damn birthday. Mm-hmm.
All the text messages on the left-hand side. You ain't sent one on the right-hand side. Yeah, everything on the left.
So don't send
I can
it
tell you what
you
I did do, though. I tell you what I did do. If somebody sent me a real nice Father's Day text or emoji, I sent it to other people because
yeah,
that
you keep
was
it,
just
don't
so
you?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
You retext? Everybody
it,
does
it. I retext it. If it was really nice, I'm like, I'm going to use that one. That
yeah,
is nice.
Everybody does.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we
okay,
all do
all
that.
Right. Not me.
Yeah, I sent out a good message, man, to fathers. This is the message that I sent. A brother sent it to me, to be honest with you. A brother sent it to me, and it was so good that I sent this out to people on Father's Day. And it said, we may not get the material things that we bless our wives and our mothers with on their special days, but we receive the pride that we have built a world where our mothers and children have the ability to thrive because we made all the sacrifices to ensure that they are blessed beyond measure. This is our biggest gift on this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you, sir. Salute. A friend of mine sent that to me, and I sent that to several fathers.
Nice.
And I thought that was a real slick way, man. I've talked to so many fathers on Father's Day, man. It's just so, it's great, man, how many men that I know and I've around this world that I see who actually take pride in being a father. And even though, like the text said, we don't get all the gifts and the special attention that mothers get. And I understand why we don't. because mothers are really, really, really that special. I get it. I get it, man. My mother was more special to me than my father because I had to care for her and protect her and honor her. And my father taught that to me. I was on the text feed with a couple of my boys I grew up with. We the 112th Street Boys. We've been friends for over 60 years. And my boy said something to me, man, that he's never said before. My partner said, and he's 64 years old, he said, "I miss my dad, man." And that kind of touched me because, you know, of all the texts we send out, you know, I've never heard my dude say, "I miss my dad." And I said, "Wow, man, I miss mine too." And we used to call each other by our dad's name. My boys called me Slick because that was my dad's name. I called him Rick Bill because that was his dad's name. I called my other boy Pal because that was his father's name. And we were talking today, man. We're old men. And all of us was talking about how much we missed our father. And I said, "Wow, man, the impact that these men had on us still rings today, man." And that was a cool feeling today. And all we get sometimes as men is just, you know, the pride and the sense that we have because we build a world for people. And that's probably the biggest pride that I take, that I'm there for my children. And my son gave me a card today. I wish I had bought it over here to the studio so I could read it. But it really touched me, man. He meant a lot to me, my oldest son. He said, "Man, just thanks for being there. Every time I call you, you ain't never not been there for me." He said, "The things I've watched you do and learned from you." And then at the end of the letter, he said, "Thanks for me and my dad." He says, "Steve Harvey, the MF and one and only Steve Harvey." And that meant a lot to me, man, and my oldest son. You know, first of all, that we can talk to each other like this now, you know. But he understood, because I've said that to him. I said, "Man, I'm the one and only." And he told me, he said, "Dad, they broke the mold with you. There ain't no mold." He gave me a classic car card. He said, "Because you a classic, they broke the mold with you." And I appreciate that. Those words. So if you out there, man, and you have a father, tell him something. Tell him something important like that, because that'll go a long way with him. And congratulations to all the fathers out there, especially the ones on this show, Jay and Tommy, that's been doing it for so long the right way, man. Tommy's a great father too, man. He really is. And so is Jay. So I appreciate being a part of the club. Y'all have a great day, man. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.